our all knowledge will be done. Who is the creator of this world? Who am I? Whether I am body or mind or soul or part or person of Godhead? Who am I? Any controller of this whole world, and that is Brahma, and I am the same thing. But if we surrender to that Brahma and we offer ourselves partly to that Brahma to know what is this world, why suffering is coming? We don't want suffering. We want happiness, but happiness is not coming. This body is not myself. I am above this body. How should I know? So he has yoga with Brahma. That is Gyan Yoga. The person who has not attached with this world and worldly things, matters, and not too much have vairagya, and they have some affection to their children, wives and all others. In the midway between karma yoga and jnana yoga, they are fit for bhakti yoga. We should know that what is yoga. 1 + 1 becomes 2. Less of less 0 cannot be 1. This is it. There must be anything positive. So two positive things may any useful. So the supreme power of the supreme personality of Godhead plus we, the part and parcel, make yoga. We see in second chapter that Vāsānsi jirnāni yathā vihāya nāmāni grihnāti naro parāni tathā sarīrāni jinnyāni sanjāti navāna dehi. He is telling to Arjuna, you are so nervous, but you have given yourself in my lotus feet, so I am giving some knowledge. You should first see that you are telling that I am not going to fight anyone or not to kill anyone in this body. Soul and body is not the same thing. First I am telling to you the argument, logic, outwardly. And that argument is that if you will not kill anyone, whether they will die or not. See, as Arjun, you are not fighting, you are not killing anyone. But can you tell that after 100 years, after 200 years, after 500 years, they will be survived? They will not die? Arjun said, oh, certainly they should die. They can die in very, at the time of birth, some in home, some live 10 years, some dies in young age, some dies after 100 years. Very fair, rare 125, most rarely touching 200, what to tell 500 and 100 years. You should see that body is mortal. It has no sense. Always it is like dead. Like garments or anything. But the inner part, the inner, the soul, the part and parcel of God never dies, never takes birth. You should know that if you are killing anyone, you are killing, you are hunting their only body which is already dead. A worldly person, he may try hard to see Atma, that is soul. Anyone cannot touch, he cannot see the soul. He cannot cut any soul. He cannot smell. He cannot wipe the soul by water. He cannot realize by all senses. Try to obey me. I am the controller. I am creator. I am destructor of this world. I am God, the generator. O operator. D. You are nothing to worry about this thing. We should only carry our order, my order. My order is for the mangal,
for the benefit
of the whole world. If you obey Krishna, then you will be happy. And if you are not obeying, you will not be happy. You should see. So he is telling to Arjuna. The object of Krishna teaching Gita, that whole world, every living being, every soul, everybody, especially human beings, they should know that this rotten, this dead body is not myself. I am soul, the part of Krishna, and I will never die. I will never take birth. And we should do for Atma, that is for soul, not for this body. The sense gratification is for only this dead body, not for Atma. So we should try to realize Atma and do for knowing and realizing that soul. Then we will be happy. Otherwise, to try to understand this, then we can enter in Gita. What is yoga? What is bhakti yoga? What is jnana yoga? And what is
karma?
Jagyarthat karmano lokay manastha karma vandana tadattham kaum kanteya mukta sanga samaya. Krishna is telling to Arjuna, you should obey me. Do all what you do for me. Having no attachment with all these karma are the fruit of the karma. Then the rope of attachment will not tie you in the chain of birth and death and sufferings and sorrow. In the first beginning, you will have not to give up all karma, but you should have yoga with Krishna. Do what you do for Krishna, and Krishna will give you happiness, peace of mind, and everything you want. If you want to live very peacefully in this world, Krishna will also be. But this karma cannot take him to highest position. That if a man is doing 100 years only karma for gratification of his senses, to be happy by their science and all kinds of progresses he is doing, only for the gratification of senses and for this body or other body he cannot be happy.
See,
in this world, a man is, in our country, Indira Gandhi was the Prime Minister, perhaps you know. We know Hitler of Germany. He was so strong and he was a very batman, I should tell. And he had so many bombs, everything. So much powerful army, but they came up. He was ruined. He could not take anything from this world. He could not take a small
air.
What to tell this body? And what he did? He could not take not only a farthing, pence or anything. He left everything here. So we should see that if we are not doing for Krishna, to jog, karma, connect our karmas and karma fruits to Krishna, that will ruin everything. And we cannot take anything from this world after this. And we don't know where we are going. All is darkness.
Yes, I've got the veil of life of the health and being adult in India. We also, and we must also help the history. And I realized that there is a weakness of lay in the veil. And what we did that before the doctor of Alpamata was not so good, a lot of the veil of all the activities in the nation. How we need to do all these activities in the form. Of the Einstein Place and the Minister and the Lady, who's done with the rest of us, and who would now be later arrived at
the end. What we should know that who is wanting happiness, who is wanting not to have suffering, who is that, this body or soul?
Yes, we need to decide the reason of the happiness. Is it the Dikam or is it the real happiness?
So, if you are doing only for this body which is already there, and if it is there, if you keep in home, ghost will come and so bad smell will come, we will be ill. It will bury it, it will be so small
germ
insect, and if you burn it, it will be turned into ashes. And if you are not burning, then crows
and
jackals and dogs will take and make stones. This is the last sense of this body. Which we are saying that, oh, I am.
So,
we are doing only for this body if our soul will not be happy. How we can be happy? Krishna is telling to Arjuna, he was not going to make any fight. He was not going to teach to Arjuna that you should fight and kill all. But in the on behind, he was trying to give this knowledge to whole world.
When you have seen what Krishna has deserved, but also with the Bhagavad Gita, what the Buddha has told us are given to inspector, and that he incited the sinners to take his heart from the zeal and the energy of the Buddha.
So, in first beginning, it is called yoga, but karma yoga. We are bound to do anything. If you are not doing, you are taking air, this is also a karma. If you are sleeping, this is also a karma. But those who are doing against, this is called e-karma. And when you are doing good things, then it is called karma. But karma are of so many types. If you are giving all our karma and karma fruits to the lotus feet of Krishna for being added to Krishna, then it is karma yoga. It will give some good fruit. It will give knowledge, that is jnana yoga. And after jnana yoga, we will reach to bhakti yoga. And thus, we will realize our soul and we will realize the whole controller of the whole world. And the Krishna, who is the supreme personality of Krishna, God is God. I want to tell so much in a day, in an hour. Gita cannot be told. I am not Krishna that. I will tell everything in 1 hour. But if you have time, we can elaborately, we will discuss about this. But in a short, in summary, substance and summary, I want to tell that first will come karma yoga, then jnana yoga, and then bhakti yoga. What is bhakti yoga? I want to tell you. Krishna has told Arjuna, there are so many kinds of yogis. Karma yogi first. So the giving of fruit of our karmas and offering it to the personality of Godhead, this is karma yoga. And then jnana yoga comes. When our, by this, our heart becomes pure.
So the fruit of our activities and the fruit of our activities offer and Krishna raise our heart to desire and come out of the sense of penance.
When all this desire for worldly gratification goes away, our heart becomes pure. By karma yoga, it will be. And after that, there are so many jnana yoga. Tapa yoga, hatha yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, meditation, so many kinds of jnana yoga. But among them, Krishna is telling that I am telling you, tapasya bhita ko yogi, jnana abhyatai mato odhika, tato odhika. And then, jnana yogi, asti jo tapasya bhi adhiko yogi, jnana yogi abhyatika, karmi bhyatya adhiko yogi, tasma yogi bhavarjuna. You should be yogi. Karmi yogi is good, but not so good.
Krishna Kaya is a Samuti yogi.
Jnana yogi are better.
Jnana yogi is very better.
So you should try to be yogi, to connect with Krishna.
Krishna yogi is to be with Krishna.
But in my opinion, yoginam sarvesham madgatena antaratmana Saddhaman jo bhajte man tame yukta samuhata. Krishna is telling himself to Arjuna that you should be yogi, but in all kinds of yogi, karmi yogi, jnan yogi, tapasvi yogi, hatha yogi, you know hatha yogi? Hatha yogis are those who know that sense gratification is not good. We should try to avoid all these things. And by their checking their minds and their indriyas,
senses.
Like I want to drink water, but I will not drink water. I want to lust, taste, but I will not taste. This is called heart view. My eyes are wanting to see, I will not see. So, as a heart means, heart, you know, So, in world, now it is going on Hatha Yoga. I want to test, but I will not test. But he cannot speak here.
Prana Yoga is, yeah, is the best of the energies of Naikon. And the left yard of the Hatha Yoga is the Nama Yoga is what
you say. Instant. Take it. Piece of earth or any stone, and you should sell it in a scar. You will see that it is coming down. After force ends, energy goes away, then he comes to us.
The name is Fordel, the name is the same.
Why it comes? We tell that the law of gravitation. That earth attracts that parts of earth. But can we define, can we explain that if there is a fire, the flame goes up. Why it goes up? Why earth cannot attach it?
Because when you see the fear from the land of flow and hope and violence and the anger is enough.
If we have a balloon full of air and we should give up, then it goes to a sky. Why it goes to a sky? Their law of gravitation does not act. So the thing is this, the whole will attract his part. The stone is a part and metal is part of earth, so it can attract. But fire is not the part of earth, so it cannot. Air is not part of earth, so it will not attract. Similarly, we should know that we are not part of earth, we are not part of light, air. We are part of only Krishna Godhead, Supreme Personality to Godhead. So until we will reach to Krishna, we will not be happy. This is the theory.
Of zelf verbinden met Krishna, en dat is natuurlijk. Dat is hetgene wat ons gelukkig kan maken.
You see a drop of water. You should fill it in the earth. Where it will go? If it is some more, it will go to any drain, then it will go to bigger drain, then it will go to river, and it will go again to sea, and from sea, by vapor, it will go to air, in the sky, and from in the shape of rain, it will come again. So,
rotation.
So we are part and parcel of Krishna. If we are not meeting to Krishna, we are not going to add ourselves into the Krishna, that is yoga, then we will not be happy. We should know that we are part and parcel of Krishna, that is your soul, you are not any worldly things, and by sense gratification or anything, you will not be happy. Krishna is getting this teaching to whole world, to whole universe, and each and every human being.
When it is taken for the from that, we will get a talk at the island of the Catholic losses, but presented with a trophy, what is angry, we have to know what is a trophy, strong, what has not been the ocean, not the earth. So don't put in a look and that process. Dat is weer voor dat uiteindelijk die water terug zit bij de oceaan. Zowel wanneer wij onszelf verbinden when Krishna, Bhagavati in the Bible, the Jesus renounces, the Jesus of Hanumani is born, and they don't kill the Hanuman, and this is what Krishna also said in the Bhagavad Gita, but I in any of the other things, and also being in the hand, what is Yalpan, what can he come to look, and all of other one he wants to be in there, the name of any wants to be in the Nikam, self-tutrediting, self-tutrediting, that's part of noise, from the brain, this is Krishna.
I want to tell so many things, but time is not so much. You are so much busy person. I don't want to waste your time. So I am telling in very summary something. That how a yogi, what is called yogi? So especially bhakti yogi.
Well, I don't need to know when it's time name or the second of you, we have a good time. Already in Vrindavan Bhakti Bible. Many people from Asia, like us, or we help them, what does it take to have lots of Bhakti Yogi?
Krishna has told that first he has told second chapter as a Gujya. Gujya means
mystery.
Then he has told Gujya Tara.
Dus vandaar staat in de Bhagavad Gita dat er een geheim is. En dan heeft hij eigenlijk een grote geheim.
Dat is Paramatma Yoga. Dat is Dhyan.
De yoga van de Paramatma.
By mind, we should connect us with the Supreme Personality of God. And his Paramatma, he is not anywhere here. So by meditation, having no relation with this world, by meditation. Meditation means mind but and plus Krishna. Here mind of two kinds. This would be sacred pure. Mind is not a soul. So we should try to realize what is soul. And then soul plus here is Paramatma. Like a Sakshi, he is in everything. He controls everything. He knows that if he is doing only work and he wants to test it, then his life is not happy. So he controls everything. And we should add ourselves to Paramatma. This is Paramatma Yoga, second mystery.
The dealing with the Paramatma of the super field in his heart, that is held a long way from the perspective that both the same from a family nation, the head and the spirit, the energy always found the plant in his heart and the old of his faith, the old darkness of his day, and that's the day we hear and that makes Paramatma Yoga.
Thirdly, he sings that Bhakti Yoga, that surrender to me. You cannot do anything. You are helpless to die. You are helpless to test suffering. You are helpless to be old. You are helpless that your teeth will go away. Your eyes will not act after 100 years. Very rare. So you are found in all things. If this piece of your mill is here, but it's your heart health you can take.
There's a bhakti yoga.
So he's telling to Arjuna, you are so much loved to me. You have given everything to me. So I'm telling the most sacred thing in Gita.
This is Arjuna, oh, that's it. Yes, so these are them. Even so these are eventually supervised. Can you add that about the snake, the hair, and the hair, and all of them?
I have told it about crores years before to sun. Now I am telling to you, you should realize, and I am telling the most important thing, the most important teaching, that manmana bhava madhavakto madhyaji mang namaskuru mam eva yashasite satyam patijanihi priyosime. You are so much beloved to me, and that is why I am telling this very sacred thing to you, most sacred. That is Sahaj Bhakti Yoga. Saj means very easy.
So therefore, let us know these are the things which are all the bodies and the rest. So that is the answer. What is Bhakti Yoga? I am getting an instance to understand you, and after this I will finish my class because this will take so much.
A slok can be explained in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, in 1 month. So long explanation, but I am telling in summary that you should know what is Bhakti Yoga. There was a new married gopi taken from outside of Vrindavan, and she was newly married to any gopi.
You
should tell them what is the meaning of gopi, who are gopi. You have told?
Yes.
Then Krishna is going to call her. She was so beautiful. Especially his beautiful playing on floor was so beautiful. So sweet that an animal can be attracted. What to tell human beings? And especially this woman, the lover of sweetness, and they are so much attracted to beautifulness. So sweet. His eyes are so crooked and so sweet. His moving is so sweet. His singing is so sweet. His talking to others is so sweet. His everything is so sweet that anyone can be attracted to Krishna. He has so many qualities. He is so proud, he is proud-minded. He is so liberated.
Yeah.
He is in this, beyond this world, all kinds of attributes, power, everything, and all kinds of good qualities are in Krishna. So he is going to cowherd with, playing with Gopal Bal.
It's so attractive, so weak.
That copy? Heard that Krishna is going to raise cows, and he will go at once. So she was ready to go to see Krishna from windows. Some are peeping Krishna from so beautiful coins, grass. Some are going to upper side of a roof. Some are hiding himself. Especially new marriage and daughters of the go, and old person, blind persons are also so much wishing to see Krishna. This is a natural thing. If a very beautiful young person will see a very beautiful lady, they will be attracted. Lady will be attracted to this, and boy will be attracted. But Krishna is most beautiful. All the creatures, human beings, even animals, peacocks, cockroaches, deer, everyone attracts Krishna by his clothes and by his good appearance. So everyone trying to peep Krishna from very near, very, very far away, from upside, inside, from here and there, all are ready. Because this is the time of grazing, and Krishna is going through that newly married gopi wants to see Krishna. When her mother-in-law and sister-in-law saw that she is going to pick Krishna, she at once told him, "Not go, don't go there. There is a ghost and he will catch you. And he will never, you will be mad and you will return to home. So you should not go."
So the cow mother and the cow doctor, the cow girl.
But she could not carry his orders. So tell them, why you are going yourself to see Krishna? Why your daughter is going? Why your father is, and everyone is going there? And I am the person, I should not see. Why I should not see? I will go first.
Even if
I went to any
window
and see. And he could not be there. He came and he was standing on the door stating Krishna. Actually he wants to love me. So he took a cough and he did so that he jumped up and went running towards that gopi. And everyone thought that Krishna is pursuing that cough, that he should not go anywhere else, but he went at once in front of gopi and he took his clothes and did like so. And took his heart, his everything, and she was standing there and Krishna went away. But he told her heart and everything, his mind and everything.
And he got the scalper and forbidden it. The papa had plucked for the girl, taken her to the limit, and I saw her heart and her head, lowered her to the head, and told her the hell of the way he was.
Chris went away. Cows went away. His friends said, the dust came from his coil. Everything was calm and quiet. Everyone returned. But that gopi, standing in the gate, and watching the way in which Krishna went. Because his mind is not there, Krishna has taken his mind and his soul, everything, and she becomes like a stone there. That's it.
After
sometimes his mother-in-law came, and forcibly, he took away in the room, and told that, and saw that his mind is not here, his mind is anywhere else. So he gave her some cards to
Jagat Pacharini.
I don't know the word.
But
she took a pot in which all seeds were there and he began to
start
there.
The Talmud is found in the truth and the doctors have told off to that stone. The Talmud is the name of the lady and the name of Miriam of her face. The Talmud of the sister. So now I found out today a papa and
her sister, mother-in-law came and he saw that his senses had not yet come. His senses are anywhere else. So he told that go to well and
bring water.
He gets one pot here, another pot, and
on the head
he gets one water, two pot, second pot, third pot, and he gets a rope by which anyone can take water from well. Perhaps you don't know what is well. Here well or not, but in India there are so many wells. At first there was
nothing,
or anything. But from very distant places they come to take water by rope. And some pot, it is called a
bucket.
He gets. She took it all and went to the well. And he kept the pot there. And he also gave his son. Mother-in-law, he gave her son to that carry this, and then he will carry all this and his senses will come. So he gave all these things. He kept the pot on the well, and he kept that boy also, who was very little boy. And by nature, she took the rope and made a
knot,
and gave it in the head of
teacher.
Of that boy. Eh? And he thought that it is a bucket. And she was ready to get it in well to carry water. But all the ladies who had come to take water, they told, I don't do so, don't do so. Some told that a ghost has gone in his body and he has no sense. But someone, those who knew this fact, what is the fact, they told that this is not ghost, this is not a bhoot, but this is Nanda Sut. He has taken his mind, he has taken his heart, he has stolen away his everything. At last he returned, but his senses are always with Krishna. This is Sahaj Yoga, Bhakti Yoga.
En alle vrouwen rondom die ook later gaan halen, zeggen: hey, stop, dat kan niet. Dat is een gat verkeerd. Maar sommige van hen wisten de reden erachter en die begrepen dat ze heeft Krishna ontmoet en hij heeft al, heeft de zwak gelegd op alle haar zintuigen en haar geest en haar hart gestolen. En dit is de betekenis van wat ze doen.
So Krishna is telling that as Gopi has added her everything, heart, his affection to Krishna, you should be like that. Arjun told her, oh, I cannot do. Now it is battlefield. How can I give my mind to you? I cannot give. Then Krishna says, oh, you cannot give. But you can practice bhakti yoga here. Savanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandanam, dasam, sattham, atmanyoza, jizati. Nine principles of bhakti yoga. You should try to adopt all these things. You should always chant my name, holy name, Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. You can hear my pastime. You can remember me, my pastime. You should go to my places where I've done these pastimes. These are nine kinds of systems. Arjun told that I am unable to do in this battlefield. What to do? Then he told that you should worship me. Arjun told, I cannot worship and I cannot fight at a time. Then Krishna told that you should do only one namaskar, only one pranam to me. I will take all your birth and death and I will make you happy. You should not fight.
Probeer je op de een of andere manier, probeer je toch te verheerlijken. Maar die man vond het ook niet gemakkelijk. Uiteindelijk zei Krishna, dit dan die eerste tijd aan. Dat is het minste wat je kan doen. En als je dat niet zegt, zal ik alle reacties van alle voorgaande lezers die je altijd wegnemen en door je gelukkig worden.
So if you can do anything, if we say that, oh Krishna, you are mine. Oh Krishna, I am yours. And doing pranam to Krishna, bow down to Krishna, to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Krishna is telling that sarva dharmam upasthajyamam ekam saranam braja aham swam sarva pape bhyo moksha ishyami maha. This is the best yoga. If you cannot do, you should take my shelter. And you should give up all things, all kinds of yoga and come under this bhakti yoga. And if you cannot do, first you do karma yoga, then jnana yoga and then bhakti yoga. there are same things, only the parts are there. So bhakti yog, we can do anyone. If we are thinking that if you are doing no karma, you are not related to your family, you have to give up your family. Krishna tells that all kinds of sin, you should not worry from them. I will give up all these things and I will forgive for these things. You take my shelter and I will manage everything how you can do. So we should try to connect with Krishna with prem. And we will very soon realize what is Atma, what is God, and what we should do. So Krishna is telling that this Krishna is telling this is a golden plate, and he is telling this last Manmana Bhava and Sarvadhan Man Pratyat is the nectar of the Gita, Ved, Upanishad and Shastra for all our holy books. So we should try to know who I am, what should I do? Do for Atma, soul, and do for Krishna Godhead. I think that in no time you will be changed, you will feel happiness, all sorrow and sufferings will go away by taking, chanting by Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Now we are finishing and I am now and I'm thanking you all. Coming here for about 2 hours, pained of silence and hearing. Though I don't know anything, but what I have told, you have heard very patiently. So I'm thanking you all. And I think that next time we will come.